Is your appetite sometimes out of control? Are you unable to stop eating even when you're full? Download our new Intelligent Medicine video, Defensive Eating, Taming Your Addiction to Food. There's a physiological basis for food addiction. The food industry has gripped our brains using powerful food science. Find out what we can do about it. Go to drhoffman.com to download this important video. We will arm you with proven strategies to change your eating behavior forever. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got lots to talk about on this weekend's edition of the program. We've got health information to share with you, and we're going to talk nutrition as we do each weekend, and we invite you to call us. 888-302-3684 gets you directly into the doctor's office. You can pose your questions to me, 888-302-3684. And among the stories we're going to tackle this weekend, a little later in our second hour, we're going to push back against claims that supplements are sending people willy-nilly into the emergency room. This according to a new study, and it's highly publicized in the media. And we're going to talk about supplement safety in just a few moments. Also, probiotics later this hour. Text neck. What's happening to our kids who are appearing into mobile devices? There may be an epidemic of a new orthopedic problem. Also, Tom Brady throws a bomb on the American diet. And is sitting really the new smoking? We'll examine all those issues, plus your phone calls, 888-302-3684. Let's talk sleep. Sleep has been in the news lately. And the net result of our realization that sleep is vital to our health has been, for a lot of people, dismay. Because many people don't sleep, they have insomnia, and it's bad enough to toss and turn. But a lot of people now have the added burden of believing that sleep deficits are causing irretrievable problems in terms of their health. And recently I was in an airport, and when you get on a plane, you know, they tell you to turn off your mobile device. So I always get some kind of paper material to read, you know, good old-fashioned magazine. And one of the magazines that I like to read, my eyes alighted on Scientific American, and they got a feature article entitled "The Power of Sleep: Science Shows Why It's Key to Improving Cognition, Memory, Mood, and Health." And I recommend it very highly. It's a very detailed article, very understandable. They do a good job of providing information to lay people about highly complex scientific topics. And in the article, they detail findings that suggest you shouldn't skimp on sleep. They say the research has uncovered many ways that sleep deprivation impairs mental and physical health, and some of the best studied and most significant impacts are highlighted below. They point to the central nervous system, and they say that sleep deprivation negatively affects brain functions, including memory, emotion, and even appetite. Sleep deprivation can also put a dent in your immune system. Without enough sleep, the immune system cannot work as efficiently to fight off illness. And the endocrine system is affected by sleep deprivation. Actually, it turns out that lack of sleep can make you fat. It might make you less sensitive to the hormone insulin, which can increase the risk of developing obesity and eventually type 2 diabetes and all manner of physical problems. So, all right, you know, now you're tossing and turning, and now you're thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm not getting my requisite sleep, and I am harming my health thereby. And so a very interesting article has appeared recently that suggests that it may not be so bad to sleep less than the requisite 8 hours. You know, we're told that modern life with incandescent lights and TV and all kinds of distractions and our busy schedules has eaten into our sleep cycle. We're actually, a much quoted statistic is that people slept around 7.5 hours in the year 1900. But now the vast majority of people don't sleep more than 6 or 6.5 hours. And that means that we've lost, in the course of a century, about an hour of precious sleep. And so what does the anthropological evidence tell us? You know, often when we ask the question, what's the best diet, what's the best exercise, what's the best sleep, we look to primitive cultures to find out what's natural, right? You know, the paleo diet is often touted as the ultimate diet because that's what we evolved with over millions of years. And so what would happen if we investigated a primitive society, and there are very precious few left across the world, and looked at their actual sleep patterns? Well, a very interesting result. It turns out, according to a study that recently appeared, that primitive cultures sleep no more than we do. Reuters reports, maybe we cannot blame late-night TV, endless internet surfing, midnight snacks, good books, bothersome work deadlines, and other distractions of modern life for encroaching on our sleep, because scientists looked at adults in two primitive cultures, one high in the Andes Mountains in Bolivia and one in the deserts of Namibia in Africa. And what they found, and this should be a consolation to those of you who don't get enough sleep, you may sleep better tonight because even if you're not getting that 8 hours, check this out. Even without electricity or other modern trappings, these primitive individuals logged an average of 6 hours and 25 minutes of sleep daily. So, big surprise. You know, you'd think, well, you know, lights out, sun goes down, they don't have electricity. They're just going to go beddy-bye and sleep, 9, 10, or 11 hours during winter and just soak up the sleep, and that's going to help their health. No, well, it turns out that despite having no electric lights, they did not go to sleep at sundown. They remained awake more than 3 hours after sunset, and they awakened before sunrise. There was a seasonal pattern to their sleep. You might think, well, during the winter, it's dark, so they sleep a whole lot more. Not a lot more. Just under 7 hours during winter and right around 6 hours during summer. Yeah, you know, more light, more activity, less sleep because, you know, sun comes up and you wake up, right? Well, think again because according to this study, we may not have to worry that much that we're not hitting that sweet spot of 8 hours of sleep, which has long been touted as the ideal total. It may be a longer sleep duration than can be realistically expected or even what our bodies require, what our evolution has wired us for. I hope that provides some of you insomniacs with some reassurance. 888-302-3684 is our number, and we'll be taking your phone calls in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day, I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. As a consequence of the new electronic age, new maladies are developing. Here's a new one that has been identified by an Australian chiropractor. His name is Dr. James Carter. Children as young as 7 are developing hunchbacks and curved spines because of the hours spent bending over smartphones and tablets. He has shared a series of x-rays of young children who have spines completely twisted out of shape because they have to peer at tiny phone screens. And, you know, you see this, there's sort of children bent over as if in an attitude of prayer, peering for hours at the device, texting, playing computer games. Instead of a normal forward curve, patients can be seen to have a backwards curve. It can be degenerative, often causing head, neck, shoulder, and back pain. This, according to Dr. Carter. Moreover, many patients come in complaining they have a headache, but the actual cause of it is text neck. So, yeah. Yet another danger of internet addiction. All right, let's talk to Dee from Atlantic Isle, Iowa. How you doing, Dee?
Great. How about you?
Good. Dee, explain this. You know, Atlantic Isle, Iowa, you know, you guys are in the landlocked middle of the country. How did your town get the name Atlantic Isle? There's not a big body of water anywhere near there, is there?
No, it's actually in a valley, so I don't know how they didn't get.
Maybe wishful thinking. Maybe you just wish you had some waterfront property. That's what it is.
There you go.
So what's your question?
Well, I have issues with the right side versus the left side of my body. It's really sort of strange.
Yeah.
Ever since I went through menopause, I start getting these black hairs under my right side of my chin, and they grow very long, and they're very coarse.
On the right side, predominantly on the right side. Okay.
Always on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
And then I notice that I perspire more on my right side, and it smells awful, and I notice I don't hardly perspire at all on my left side, and it does not smell.
This is what sounds like one of the weirder questions that I've had during my entire radio career. But let me attempt to explain it. This is actually something that I've seen over my medical career, is that sometimes patients have symptoms that predominate on one side. Okay. And it may be, you know, they say my whole right side is achy, but my left side is okay. You know, when I get my right knee, my right shoulder, my right hip, everything is messed up, and I'm weaker on that side and so on and so on. And from the standpoint of mainstream medical science, they don't really have a lot of answers for this, but maybe we have to turn to chiropractors. The theory behind chiropractic, you know, there's a big chiropractic college out there in Iowa, Palmer College, where the originator of chiropractic did his work. And the belief there is that the spine has a lot to do with the autonomic nervous system and development. Now, what is autonomic about your symptoms? Well, when you have an autonomic imbalance, you can have one side hotter or colder than another, one side that sweats more. That's an autonomic function. And sometimes that relates to hair growth, too, because the growth of hair on the body may be governed by the nerves or by some aspect of circulation. It's not entirely clear. So, you know, I get what you're saying. I'm not sure what the answer is. The answer might be, you know, if you go to chiropractor, get an evaluation and see if indeed there's some sort of spinal abnormality that can be worked on. I'm not sure that it can reverse the problem, but maybe ameliorate it. It's not unheard of. And, you know, there is a condition that is very much characterized by these kind of symptoms. And that is something called RSD or CRS, reflex sympathetic dystrophy or complex regional pain syndrome. Is a condition where you have a lot of pain in, you know, could be a foot or a leg or a hand, just on one side. And it has to do with some sort of switching that has occurred, possibly in some relays in the spine, that cause pain. But what you also notice is you'll see, like, the color of the foot is really different than the other foot, or the color of the hand is really different than the other hand. And this has to do with some sort of switch that gets flipped in the autonomic nervous system that mediates pain, that mediates circulation, that can affect the growth of skin or hair. And so that's what's going on. I don't know if there's a simple answer. I'm not going to tell you there's a vitamin or supplement that's going to reverse that. But interesting problem. Well, thanks for sharing.
Well, yeah. Can I add something about your sleep thing that you said?
Yeah, sure. Go.
I think it's amazing because when I fast or I do a low diet, I can sleep 6 hours and I feel just as good as I did if I got 8 or 9. But when I eat heavy meals during the day, I need my 8 hours or 9 hours
you know, and
sleep.
So I think that's an interesting insight, Dee, because let's say, you know, one of the reasons why these people in these cultures may be able to survive with less sleep is that they may have a less toxic diet. They may simply eat less, and they may be less overburdened with the toxins and byproducts of excess consumptions. So, you know, maybe one of the reasons why people feel tired and exhausted, they claim they don't get enough sleep, maybe they could survive on less sleep if they were on a better dietary approach. That could actually be the case. All right, you know, speaking of issues related to the spine, you know, they say that sitting is the new smoking. And indeed, there's actually an article that suggests that sitting may be associated with the risk of cancer. There was an article in British tabloid recently that says, stop sitting down if you want to avoid cancer. Scientists came to this conclusion after studying data from 43 studies, 4 million participants. There was a risk of 10% increased risk of cancer for every extra 2 hours of sitting. However, a new study, and this is why studies are confusing, sitting for a long time, not as bad as once thought. New study suggests that sitting is really not as harmful as was once thought. And so the controversy continues. Should you sit? Should you have a standing desk? Exercise, yeah, that ameliorates it, but we spend all too much time sitting on our butts. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure too. I drink Super Beets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617. DanaShootsBeats.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You want to call us 888-302-3684. And, you know, Tom Brady has been accused of having deflated balls. But when it comes to taking on the soft drink industry, he is showing some real cojones. In a recent article, Tom Brady... he actually appeared on a local radio show and advocated for an alternative approach to nutrition and training, which is really working out for him. Have you seen how the Patriots are playing? I mean, he is just cleaning a clock of other teams and, you know, just an incredible record and just high point scores. And obviously his training regimen is really working well for him. So he disagreed with the things that many Americans eat and drink. He said, quote, that's not the way our food system in America is set up. It's very different. They have a food pyramid, and I disagree with that. I disagree with a lot of things that people tell you to do. You'll probably go out and drink Coca-Cola and think, oh, yeah, that's no problem. Why? Because they pay lots of money for advertisements, so you think that you should drink Coca-Cola for a living. No, I totally disagree with that. And when people do that, I think that's quackery. And the fact that they can sell that to kids. I mean, that's poison for kids. This is America's leading role model for kids. I think it's great. That's poison for kids, but they keep doing it. And obviously, you guys may not have a comment on that because maybe that's what your belief system is. So you do whatever you want. You live the life you want. So Coca-Cola fired back. All of our beverages are safe and can be enjoyed as part of a balanced lifestyle. We offer more than 200 low and no-calorie beverages in the U.S. and Canada, and a wide variety of smaller portion sizes of our regular drinks. We are a responsible beverage company and marketer. By the way, Brady also went after Frosted Flakes. He said, quote, Americans believe that Frosted Flakes is a food, and so not great for potential endorsement deals for sodas or breakfast cereals, but evidently Tom Brady doesn't care. Good for him. All right, let's talk to Jerry in Plainview, New York. How you doing, Jerry?
Good afternoon, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. So what's the story, Jerry?
Okay, the question is, I have to apologize first for the resource that this information is coming from. It's from a TV health show, and so they're suggesting that before an adult approaches a newborn, that they get a whooping cough booster shot.
Right. Yeah.
This is.
Yeah. I tell you, this is really interesting because I think this is actually an advertising campaign that is geared towards prospective grandparents. You know, it's really kind of like a marketing campaign to get more people who would never think about getting a pertussis vaccine or a whooping cough vaccine. To get yet another vaccine. And it stems from the fact that immunity to pertussis wears off. Now, we all got DPT vaccines, diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus vaccines. That was something that we got in childhood. Maybe we got boosters later on. But it is thought that immunity wears off. And that, in fact, you know, they're technically correct. It is conceivable, although happens rarely, that an adult can be a, quote, carrier and inadvertently transmit whooping cough to a child who is as yet unvaccinated because kids aren't vaccinated at birth. So there you have it, you know, make the grandparents guilty, and the grandparents are all going to line up for their vaccines. And ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. You know, I got to admit that there is a possibility, although slight, that this is, you know, something that can happen. But, you know, I'm also concerned about, you know, and this is kind of a sticky issue. You know, we're seeing all kinds of conditions become resurgent in America, measles and whooping cough. And what we point to is Americans' lack of compliance, you know, the anti-vaxxers, the vaccine denialists, and we blame it on them. But, you know, something has to be said also about our very lax immigration policies is that we're bringing a lot of people into the country who are unvaccinated, who are potentially unhealthy, who may be transmitting new or old diseases into our country. And we're seeing a resurgence of some of these diseases that we pretty much have tamed in the past. So, you know, for politically correct reasons, we don't talk very much about that. We point the finger at people who have not been getting adequate vaccines, and we want people to get more shots. But, you know, vaccines sometimes come with potential side effects, and sometimes, you know, we overdo it on vaccines. You know, it's a controversial issue, and, you know, I got to say that, you know, if you want to get the vaccine, it probably is not a big downside, but, you know, I'm wondering, you know, follow the money trail on this campaign to get adults vaccinated. All right?
Okay. Is there a time frame that you say that the vaccine wears off? Is there a time frame? Is it a short, you know, 5 years?
It's hard to know. You know, it progressively wears off. I think the average time that it wears off is something around 19 years. But that's an average, and you may be, you know, atypical. It may wear off sooner, or you may continue to have lifelong immunity to pertussis after one series of vaccinations. It's just a little bit of Russian roulette when it comes to that. Okay? Thanks very much for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. When we return, we're going to talk to a very interesting guest about an important subject, probiotics. And there is, I want to share with you, a very unique innovation among probiotics, something that I'm sure you'll want to hear about. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. A few weeks ago, I traveled to Baltimore to attend what is called Expo East, which is an annual meeting where supplement manufacturers and natural food producers basically strut their stuff and introduce new products and share information with buyers and health authorities from across the country. And I attended a very interesting lecture by today's guest, Dr. Ross Pelton, about a new probiotic. It's entirely novel and revolutionary. And I wanted to share what he shared with us at Expo East with this audience, because it's really breakthrough stuff. Dr. Ross Pelton is a pharmacist, clinical nutritionist, health educator, and scientific advisor for Essential Formulas, Inc., the makers of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, well known to you. And Dr. Pelton has authored numerous books. He teaches continuing education programs for healthcare professionals, and he's a great communicator. So, Ross, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. It's always nice to be with you and your listeners.
It's my pleasure. So, okay, so what did you talk about down in Baltimore that created such a sensation?
Well, there's a new strain of probiotic bacteria that's totally unique. We usually think of probiotics as something for gastrointestinal health, but this new strain of probiotic called Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 has been found to produce glutathione in humans. And since glutathione is the master antioxidant and the master detox agent in humans, the ability to have a probiotic that's continually producing glutathione and increasing your glutathione levels throughout your body is a real breakthrough in science and medicine and health. This goes far beyond the traditional concept of just a probiotic for gastrointestinal health.
So glutathione is something that I use in my practice to treat various conditions. I use it to treat neurological conditions. It's been helpful for Parkinson's disease. It is a great detoxifier, so patients who've had toxic exposures, they need more glutathione. Patients with liver disease need a lot more glutathione. But
exactly.
As you know, the problem is oral glutathione, you know, it's not too well absorbed. Intravenous glutathione, well, great, you know, if you have a holistic doctor and, you know, if you're not often covered by insurance and you have some, you know, disposable cash, you can get IV glutathione, but you can't do that on a daily basis. So these days, I've been telling my patients who need glutathione to start using this new probiotic formula.
I totally agree. This is a true breakthrough, and you're right. Orally taken glutathione is broken down. It's not absorbed well, and even intravenous glutathione gets oxidized fairly quickly. But when you take a daily dose of the new RegActive product, which is the brand name of the products that contain the lactobacillus
fermentum. Can you spell it, please? Can you spell it, please?
Yes, R-E-G apostrophe A-C-T-I-V. That's a brand name that comes out of Europe. It's a contraction for active regeneration. So there's three different RegActive products from Essential Formulas, and they all contain Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, and we call it ME3 for convenience. But when people take a daily dose of one of these RegActive products, it's like taking 4 to 6 billion little glutathione manufacturing plants. These bacteria are constantly producing glutathione in your system. And in a human clinical trial, people taking ME3 got an astounding 49% increase in their circulating serum levels of active glutathione.
And you say this comes from European research. How did you stumble upon this?
Well, my boss at Essential Formulas, Michael Shore, found out about this. He met the people that are involved with the discovery and the development of it, and over a period of time last year, they came to an agreement where now Essential Formulas has the sole rights to import and distribute these products in North America.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's not unknown that probiotics actually help manufacture nutrients. I mean, we get our nutrients by eating food, but for example, very important nutrients like folate and vitamin K, for example. A good example, if you take too many antibiotics, you kill the bacteria that make vitamin K in your system, and you can actually have excessive bleeding. So this is not an unknown phenomenon, the ability of probiotics to manufacture things that our body needs.
That's right. One of the real important functions of probiotics is that they are little vitamin manufacturing plants. They manufacture the whole range of B vitamins. They also manufacture some of the amino acids. But this is a real breakthrough to be able to produce glutathione at the cellular level.
Okay, so you mentioned three different formulas. What are they?
We have detox and liver health, immune and vitality, and the third one is cardio wellness. And each of these three formulations has some supplemental ingredients along with the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 that supports that particular function. And I'd like to make a free offer for all of your listeners, Dr.
Sure.
Hoff.
Yep.
I've written what I call a white paper. It's an 8-page report on Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. It talks about the background, the history, and all the research that's been done, and also educates people about glutathione. If any of your listeners would like to email me at Ross, R-O-S-S, at naturalpharmacist.net, I will send them a free electronic copy of this 8-page report on Lactobacillus fermentum ME3.
Great. So yeah, let's focus on liver and detox. Why is glutathione essential for liver function, and what does it do in terms of detoxification? Say someone, you know, I had a patient recently who is recovering from ruptured breast implants, which spilled their contents into her system and literally devastated her immune system. So she's, you know, become very sensitive to many things, mold and so on. And she is what can be termed a universal reactor. She's reacting to so many different things in the environment.
Sure.
So glutathione, of course, is a natural for her. I immediately started her on the RegActive liver formula.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other potential applications
of
that?
The liver and detox formula will help the liver because the liver tissues have the highest level of glutathione in the whole body, and glutathione is really the master regulator of all detoxification processes in the body. So you will have all of the liver detox pathways working better. And oftentimes when people have body burdens of toxins and aren't detoxifying well, they also have elevated levels of free radical damage. And with Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 producing glutathione, you get a tremendous boost in your whole body antioxidant protection. And glutathione will also recycle and regenerate other used up antioxidants like vitamin C and vitamin E and coenzyme Q10. So it's a real strong boost in terms of both detoxification and antioxidant protection.
You know, I'm already anticipating some of our audience's questions, so let me be a proxy for some of our listeners.
Sure.
Some of our listeners already use Dr. Ahira's probiotics, which is a different formula. It doesn't make glutathione, but it's a mixture of 12 different probiotics, sort of a blend along with prebiotics. Does that mean that RegActive should supplant the Dr. Ahira's, the other probiotics?
Thanks for bringing up that question, Dr. Hoffman. No, we still feel that Dr. Ahira's probiotics is the finest premium probiotic for gastrointestinal health in the world. And RegActive, because it's producing glutathione, is a whole body product, not just the gastrointestinal tract. So at Essential Formulas, we feel that the RegActive products and Dr. Ahira's probiotics are a wonderful synergistic combination. I personally take two Dr. Ahira's capsules every morning and two of the RegActive Detox and Liver Health every evening.
Okay, and I take that's exactly what I take. So the next question is, do you have to take some god awful, you know, handfuls of supplements to get the detoxification effects?
No, not at all. Two capsules a day is the recommended dosage. And I also want to mention, you know, cardiovascular disease is still the number one killer, and ME3 will lower levels of oxidized cholesterol, so that's right. Going to lower your cardiovascular risks. You also lower inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein and interleukin-6, so mm-hmm. There's a number of ways we're protecting against cardiovascular disease at the same time.
You know, we measure not just HDL and LDL, and total cholesterol. We measure oxidized LDL at the Hoffman Center. And actually, we had had some preliminary discussion about doing a trial to see if the RegActive cardio product, it's called Cardio?
Yeah, Cardio Wellness.
Cardio Wellness.
Yeah.
If that product could help to lower the oxidized LDL of our patients who had higher levels of that. And that's still a project that I would love to
consider. Yeah, we would love
to
follow through on that with you because in addition to ME3, the Cardio Wellness has a little bit of the active form of coenzyme Q10 and some N-acetylcysteine and a couple of other things that help support cardiovascular health. So that would be a great trial for us to do.
Because it's not a matter of, you know, we're all fixated on lowering cholesterol, but we know that particularly in older individuals, low cholesterol is predictive of risk for dying. So it's not
right.
just about lowering cholesterol, it's about free radicals, too, and the damage to the LDL.
Yeah, the drug companies have created what I call the cholesterol myth. I think the statin drugs are one of the most successful immoral marketing jobs in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, they may work not even just by lowering cholesterol. They may be anti-inflammatory, so that's a whole other story. So then, okay, then there's the immune. So what role does glutathione play in immunity? Say we have a patient who is frequently sick or perhaps has an autoimmune disorder. We know their immune system is dysregulated. What does glutathione do in that case?
Well, anytime you improve your detoxification and get more antioxidant protection against free radical damage, you're going to be boosting your immune system. And in the immune and vitality product, in addition to ME3, we have another very unique strain of probiotic called Lactobacillus brevis KPO8. This strain of bacteria comes out of Japan, and it uniquely increases an individual's production of interferon alpha. Mm, so
okay.
That's a tremendous boost to your immune system.
Okay, so that product is a little distinct because it contains two different probiotic
Correct.
Species.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but one specifically geared to increasing interferon, which is a resistance factor against infection. Okay, so so tell us again about this offer to our listeners and also about the availability of RegActive, because it was just recently introduced, and I have to say it initially was a little hard to obtain. Is it easier now?
Go to your health food store, and if they don't have it, ask the manager or the owner to contact Essential Formulas and tell them that you want to start purchasing it through your local store. And the offer I'm making for people is the free 8-page report that talks about the history and the background, the development, all the 20 years of research that have gone into ME3. And if people email me at Ross, R-O-S-S, at naturalpharmacist.net, I'll send them a free electronic copy of this 8-page report.
And in addition, we also now stock RegActive, all three types, at drhoffman.com. So that, you know, one way you can obtain it.
Perfect.
And finally, there's a website for Essential Formulas where you can find out about the whole product lineup.
Right. That's essentialformulas.com.
Okay, great. Anything, any final thoughts to add on this?
Well, my only key interest is educating people about how important glutathione is. A lot of people ask me, what are they going to feel? How are they going to know this is working? It's not so much about immediate benefits. It's about being proactive in your health and understanding how important glutathione is for long-term health and vitality.
Well, thank you very much, Ross Pelton, for joining us. And thank you for being an innovator in this field and bringing this important subject to our attention. I think this is a real nutritional breakthrough. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.